honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is away today. We are joined now by one of my favorite people. He is always so fantastic on the show and has great information, Dr. Cass Ingram. Hello, Dr. Ingram. Welcome back.
How are you doing? It's great to talk again.
But yeah, then, you we know, talk I can about talk cannabis.
I know.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say the other things. We've talked about cannabis on the show. We've talked about Lyme disease on the show. And today we're talking about fungal infestation, signs, symptoms, and treatment. So, Dr. Ingram, jump right in.
Yeah, fortunately, I can talk because I don't have candida fog of the brain, you know. No, this is a pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean. But think about it. How much refined sugar does the average person eat? About 150 pounds per person per year. Now, I don't eat any, and I don't think you eat much, right? Not much.
No. Very little.
Okay, so that means somebody out there, if we're going to take the average, 150 pounds per person per year, is eating about 450 pounds. There are even 500-pound baggers.
Oh,
that's
my
50
gosh.
10-pound bags. Okay, so you're just like leavened bread. You're blowing up like a balloon, bloated like a dirigible. You see what I'm saying? You're full
yes.
of it. And you're feeding that fungus with the sugar, antibiotics, which damage the gut flora, and then the fungus comes in like a maniac. H2 suppressing drugs, prednisone and cortisone, fungus city. I can smell them coming a mile away in the seminars. So it's just a total issue. You know, sometimes you can see the surface manifestations so that you know you've got the issues, such as toenail fungus, fingernail fungus, athlete's foot, jock itch, vaginitis, thrush, ringworm, and even things you wouldn't even imagine, like alopecia areata, which is patchy hair loss, or vitiligo, or dandruff, or pityriasis, and leukoplakia in the mouth. So now, it's a total, absolute, categorical problem of the human, modern human. There's the mental fog issues. There's depression. A lot of times people come up to me and say, I'm depressed. I'm very depressed. I'm on medication. I say, stick out your tongue. It's coated. They're full of candida. It's the candida that's
Well,
the
for
problem.
People who don't know what candida is, Dr. Ingham, tell us what it is. I mean, it's obviously
it's
relates to
yeast.
Fungal infestation.
It's the yeast that's in the body. And when you look, if you tried to make a loaf of bread and you didn't add any sugar or yeast, it wouldn't go anywhere. So in our bodies, the yeast is there to ferment carbohydrates. But so it's candida yeast. The problem is it becomes a pathogen when you get antibiotic therapy, when you, like I said, you take the drug therapy, or if you're eating too much sugar, and then it overwhelms your body and makes you sick. So
yeah, you know, that happened to my mother, Dr. Ingram. My mother had taken, I guess when she was younger, she had to take a lot of antibiotics, and she ended up with such a severe case of candida, and she was sick for years. Now, I'm going to say it's really hard to get rid of, but I'm talking about in the 1970s, 1980s.
Yeah, we didn't know what to do.
I'm guessing they didn't really have, exactly. But what's different now?
Well, now we have natural cures that are very effective. I mean, the kingpin for clinically is oil of wild oregano, edible oil of oregano, where you take it as drops under the tongue. And our studies done at Georgetown University in candida-infected animals showed that it obliterates the candida and basically saved the lives of the test mice. They all died on the control, which was olive oil. Mm-hmm. Virtually all the mice that were given oil of oregano survived, and the mice given drug therapy survived. We know from the studies and from working with people that you can clean out the fungus. The easiest one is the candida. So if you've got the yeast syndrome and you have the bloating, you have the crampy periods, terrible menstrual symptoms, hormonal flux, irritable bowel, spastic colon is very commonly candida, chronic sinusitis is fungal, it's not necessarily candida, chronic bronchitis, chronic rhinitis, earaches in children, or mental fog, fatigue, exhaustion, craving for sugars, candida, then all of that's reversible. But you got to know what to do. So what I usually do is I put people on the oil of oregano, Oregamax capsules, and the juice of oregano, a sort of a 1-2-3 punch. Then I put them on probiotics at night. I prefer the health back. I think you should look that up on the net or what have you. It's very effective. Doesn't have any GMOs in it. It's made from plant matter, and it's very good implanter, very good for candida. So that's my protocol. Well, it's very effective. And you know, candida is history if you do it. Now, it might take 30 days, 60 days to clean it out, but you could do it. It's covered
now,
in the
book.
Now, people,
I'm assuming, are going to have to apologize. That you'd have to change your diet, too, right? I mean, if you're going to be treating yourself, you can't keep eating all the sugar and the white flour and stuff like that. You've got to devote yourself to getting healthy.
We pretty much condemned refined sugar here. It's you know, the big problem is white sugar, corn syrup, fructose, all of that stuff is banned. And in fact, if you really think about it, it should have been banned from the human race. It's more poisonous than any drug, and it causes a lot of fatalities from diabetes, heart disease, sudden heart attacks, and much more. But yeah, we put people on a low carbohydrate diet, but when you do the wild oregano therapy, usually you don't need to cut it down where it's just meat and vegetables. We're usually able to allow people to eat some fruit.
That's nice.
Yeah. But anyway, more information, if you are a reader, is in the Cure is in the Cupboard. It's loaded on how to clean fungus and candida mold out of the body. It's a huge cause of human disease. We're giving the alert. It's a pandemic. When I do the lectures, what do I see? Coated tongue, fungal infection, bloating, ringworm, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, certainly sinusitis. I'm seeing all the evidence of chronic fungal, including, see, you don't think about it, irritable bowel, spastic colon, GERD. These are all potentially fungal related.
Yeah, and you really want to take care of this. I mean, I saw my mother suffer for years, and I wish she had had the wild oregano oil, or is it the oil of oregano? And it's North American Urban Spice, correct? So people know where to go and where to get it?
You know, North American Urban Spice makes the P73. It's totally edible. We did the science on it. You can take it on a daily basis to clean out the candida and the fungi. Your mother suffered. Countless millions of people right now have as their primary problem candida yeast overload, especially the cravers of sugar, the constant sugar eaters. And you make a very important point. It works the best if you eliminate all the refined sugars, but one of the ways you get rid of the cravings is to start killing the yeast down. And that you do with my protocol.
And that is in the book, The Cure is in the Cupboard?
Yeah, The Cure is in the Cupboard is loaded with information on fungi as a major cause of human disease, and the treatment using the wild oregano, which is the best antifungal agent known, so why even bother with colloidal silver and some of the others? And also, we hit you hard on the diet, you know, that you do have to go low carbohydrate and probably gluten-free. And then finally, if you need to know the signs and symptoms of fungal infection, go on the internet and take the tests out there for candida. See if you really do have candida, and if you're bloated, irritable, anxious, depressed, you know, having skin disorders, and also menstrual, you know, challenges, you probably have it. Endometriosis is fungal, by the way.
Really? Well, Dr. Ingram, you always provide such great information, and it goes by way too fast. Thank you so much. Please check out CassIngram.com to learn more. I'm so glad you listened today to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. Listen to Dr. Ingram. He knows what he's talking about, and we are thrilled that he's a part of our show. Take care and stay well. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.